We are always trapped in thinking. So seeing this is like trying to be a fish and notice the water. Very difficult to see. But that thinking is framing everything we see in the world. So until we're able to see that, we are forever trapped in it. So the encouragement is not to somehow or another, can I get out of it? That just comes with time. The thing I want to encourage you to do this morning is not be afraid to notice that thinking and to steady yourself with the first foundation, which is the physicality, so you can keep looking at it and keep seeing it. So during the walking, use the steps, the felt sense of each step as your anchor. That's your anchor. But you don't want to be afraid to open up and notice all of this thinking that's going on while you're walking. You don't have to be afraid of it. Nothing's happening. But for some reason, we feel safer if we stay with just the physicality and we stay with the step and stay with the step. For some reason, that feels like I'm meditating. I'm doing it right. And if I open up to this thinking, I'm doing something wrong. Something's wrong. Come back to the step. So know that you can come back to the step, come back to the step, come back to the step. Or if you're at home, whatever it is, the simple job you're doing, you can always come back to that. But then open up your attention and notice what this is doing, this thinking. Notice if in the background there's all this planning going on. Because what you're really engaged with is the planning, not the job. The mind has convinced you that you know that you're walking, but really you're lost in the thinking. So learning to see that is difficult. It can destabilize our practice, but it also it is the place we're going to get the freest from. So you can just notice it as a label, what kind of thinking it is, or you can begin to see the quality of it. The Buddha didn't talk about labels. He talked about the quality. Do you notice that there's wanting in the mind? Or do you notice that there's no wanting in the mind? That wanting is not present. Aversion is not present, but the mind is distracted. It's thinking about something else. It's not really here. It's not wanting. It's just, you know, thinking about stuff. And I wouldn't call it wanting. I wouldn't call it not wanting, but it's definitely distracted. Or it could be all confused. I don't know. So much stuff. I can't tell what to do, how to do this. And you can feel that as confusion. Or you can notice it seems clear. I'm clearly thinking about something else. The paper I got to do and how I'm going to write it and what's going to happen and blah, blah, blah. I can see that. It's not confusion. It's not wanting. It's not wanting. It's distraction, and you can begin to know what's happening. We're going to talk about this afternoon in the fourth foundation, why it's important to notice this. And then sometimes you'll notice that the mind may be distracted, but there's a spaciousness about the quality of it. I feel spacious, steady. There can even be concentration, and the mind is distracted. It's okay. It's like there's wanting in the mind, but I feel steady and here, present. So this quality of spaciousness, concentrated, not concentrated, it feels a release. That release is a sense of I'm not gripped in something. It feels released. spacious, concentrated release. There's one other one, but I'll talk about that this afternoon. So there's spaciousness, concentrated, released, and not. So my mind is not spacious. It feels constricted. It's not concentrated. It feels flighty. It's not released. It feels trapped. Either way, you don't care what it is. You just want to see it. Notice it. Notice if there's wanting. Notice if there's not wanting or distraction. And so while you're doing your walking or your movement at home, notice the quality of the mind that's doing it with you. And then we'll come back in a half hour.